submit to you. You can't do it. It's not your responsibility to do it. That is the responsibility of your wife who's been raised with Christ to learn how is it that I am to submit to my husband. A lot of problems. We've been talking and hearing about domestic violence a lot lately. Well, domestic violence is largely, at least from the husband or a man's perspective, is the result of a man trying to force his wife to do what he wants, to give in to his demands. And maybe that's how people who are worldly think. It's not how a Christian's supposed to think. Husbands are supposed to love their wives. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5 that husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, when you bring a husband and wife and their different responsibilities together, well, I'll tell you, if a wife is set in her heart that she's going to learn how to submit to her husband, and a husband is set in his heart he's going to learn how to love his wife, they're going to have a good, successful marriage. Their marriage in unity is going to reflect Christ. Unity always reflects Christ. If you incorporate some of the qualities that Paul stated earlier as it related to our character, especially regarding our words, it'll go a long way in a husband loving his wife and a wife submitting to her husband. When problems arise, if you think that you're going to solve your problems with your wife, husbands, by going to them with a list of everything that you don't like about it, everything they're doing wrong, and here's what you need to do to fix that, and then wives, well, they come with their list and everything that you're doing wrong and everything that you're making a mess of and everything you need to do to fix it, good luck. Good luck with that mess. But husbands and wives who acknowledge that they are to do everything with the approval of the Lord and acknowledging the difference in responsibility, well, their marriage will improve every time and every place. Children are supposed to be obedient to their parents. Those of you who are children who are living under the roof of your parents, your responsibility before God is to obey your parents. It is that simple. If it is that you want to reflect Christ. And in the thought, he concludes this point about making us aware of bringing Christ to every context of life, understanding that ultimately we're going to give an account of all of that. He says in verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as of the Lord and not of the men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons." Now you might say, well, David, that passage is regarding servants. It applies to servants and in all the rest of us. It applies to those of you who have not been raised with Christ. It applies to those of us who have been raised with Christ. There is a day of accounting coming. And as Paul stated to the Corinthians, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men that we need to give consideration to seeking completeness and fullness and wholeness in Christ every day that we live. If there are some of you here this evening who have not been buried with Christ in baptism, you need to do that tonight. There isn't a reason in the world why you shouldn't do it, why you should put it off and delay any longer. But if you have been risen with Christ, and you've not been living as Paul indicated in Colossians chapter 3, then you need to repent and seek renewal in Christ by seeking forgiveness afforded to us through prayer. If we can aid you in your walk with the Lord tonight, please come forward, bow together, and stand.
Almost persuaded.